I moved here at the end of July of this past year to work for the main Democratic Party's effort to elect Hillary.
And so this is a full-time job for you then?
Yes, sir, it is.
What got you interested in the position out there?
I went to college in Colorado in Denver, and I had worked during the 2008 election for a man running for Congress in Boulder named Jared Polis. He's now their congressman. And then I volunteered for the Obama campaign. And then I worked again in 2014 in Colorado for Senator Udall and the Colorado combined campaign. So I was looking for a way to be involved in the campaign that would be the most beneficial. And Maine was one of the states that reached out to me, about a job opportunity with, to help get Hillary elected. And so I'm here in the 2nd Congressional District, which is the northern most rural part of Maine. And I'm here because Maine splits their electoral votes. They have 4 total. 2 go to the popular vote across the state, and then each of the congressional districts awards one of their electoral votes to who wins the popular vote within that individual congressional district. So this 2nd congressional district does not have Portland and is certainly more rural, so it's more of a toss-up. So here, as the regional director, I can have quite a bit more impact, being that this region is responsible for an electoral vote.
And for those who aren't familiar with the process or your position, what does all that involve on a day-to-day basis?
So I'm a regional organizing director, so I am responsible for working with the 6 field organizers who are in my region and ensuring that they are able to do their job well. Their job is to recruit volunteers who are going to do voter identification calls to see where the level of support for Hillary Clinton and Emily Kane, who's running for Congress here, and other local Democrats is. And they also do the volunteers will also help with volunteer recruitment calls. So I kind of serve as the facilitator for several different offices here in the 2nd Congressional District to make sure that my staff is trained and well-equipped and has the resources and equipment and knowledge to do the job that they are hired to do.
Now, I know the elections are different, what you're doing now versus what you did in Colorado, and I'm guessing you had some level of activity when you were in Bryan before that. But the best that you can compare and contrast the atmospheres of the 3 different states politically, and how engaged are those residents, and obviously this presidential campaign has probably taken interest to a new level.
Yeah, definitely. So in Texas, with it not having been traditionally considered a swing state or a toss-up state, I would say that the level of participation and engagement is relatively low. I know it may not seem that way with the political ads and the mailings and people knocking on doors, but when you compare it to a state like Colorado that has the number of electoral votes that it has and the fact that it's historically a swing state, you see almost exclusively political ads, and you go to the grocery store and people are talking about the election. It's something that is on everybody's mind and everybody is engaged. In 2014, when national voter turnout was 33%, the voter turnout in my area in Boulder County was 74%. And so that's something to kind of show what the level of participation there is. here in Maine, they have less turnout in the entire nation. There might not be as many ads or as many political staffers or mailings or anything like that because there's less electoral votes and there's it's a less densely populated area, so it has challenges because of that. But it's really interesting. I mean, I can see similarities between the people here, people in Texas, and the people in Colorado. The people here are concerned about jobs. They're concerned about health care. They're concerned about education. Those things don't change.
It sounds like, though, and I guess you're in the office because I hear the activity in the background.
Yes,
but that's to me, that sounds inspiring in the respect that there's a lot of interest that's going on from your level to do, if not persuade voters to go vote, also persuade voters to vote for those that y'all are endorsing.
Yeah, that's correct. We have spent the last few months identifying people who support Democratic candidates. And this year it happens to include a lot of Republicans and Green Party and Independents and Libertarians. And the voters here in Maine are a little bit more independent than maybe in Texas. We don't have straight party ticketing or straight party ticket voting here in Maine like they do down in Texas. And so I think kind of that may have some sort of impact on how people look at each individual candidate and see how they align with what they want. So here what's interesting is we may have somebody who loves Hillary Clinton and maybe loves Emily Kane for Congress, but doesn't necessarily want Republicans in the state House or the state Senate, so they'll vote for Democrats there. Or they'll vote for a Jill Stein or Donald Trump for president and vote the Democratic candidate, Emily Kane, for Congress. There's definitely a lot less straight party voting here in Maine than there is in Texas.
What's been most of the conversation with the electorate in Maine about then, particularly when you're giving your best pitch for Hillary versus the other candidates for president?
Yeah. So here in Maine, people are concerned mostly about the economy and about jobs. There are a number of mills, paper mills, logging mills that have shut down over the past 10, 20, 30 years. And so trade is a big issue. People are concerned about outsourcing jobs and not being able to have steady, consistent income here. So they're disheartened often by Donald Trump's past history as a businessman of getting his ties made overseas and getting his furniture made overseas and not having used American labor. At the same time, we hear from people who are who just know Donald Trump is a businessman and think that that's what we need in Washington. So the conversations that we have are the fact that Hillary Clinton has spent the last 3 years, or three decades, excuse me, fighting for working and poor families. The Children's Health Insurance Program because of Hillary Clinton. As a National veteran, I had health insurance because of Hillary Clinton. She did that personally affected me, that made me a healthier person. And these are things that people here care about. There's a large opioid addiction issue here in Maine, and they want to know that the president knows about it and that the next president cares about getting this problem under control. There's mental health issues, and they want a president who's not going to make fun of somebody with disabilities, but somebody that cares and sees people as the people that they are.
Well,
What else have I missed that listeners in Texas would be interested in knowing about how Maine goes about its business politically and how you're trying to fit into what the Maine lifestyle is, if that's a proper description?
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised at the similarities between Texans and Mainers. A lot of the economy here is based off of agriculture, like it is in Texas. Here I live with a family who own a 114-acre farm, lease some of the land for dairy cows. They have chickens, and they raise vegetables. And that's not different from where it was in Bryan. People here are concerned about, this is one that shocked me, is that people here are concerned about immigration and illegal immigration. And being that we are bordering Canada on more than one side, to know the number of people here that are concerned about the immigrants coming through our southern border was kind of alarming. I just figured with the 2,200 miles between here and there, that wouldn't be as big of an issue as it is. But because of the political climate that we're in right now and the language from both the left and the right, that's become a hot topic here. But people here are very similar to the people in Texas in obviously the things that they care about. And I think that's one of the things that has helped me perform well here is that people here are strong, independent people who want to do what's best for them and for their country, and that's not any different than the Brazos Valley.
Anything else that I missed that you'd like to share about your experiences there?
I would add that it's really thrilling to be here in the 2nd Congressional District. It's the closest swing district in the entire country right now. And so we are cautiously optimistic about our chances on November 2nd. We don't want to split Maine's electoral votes. It would be the first time that that's ever happened. We don't want that to be a dangerous precedent. And even though I'm not a Mainer, even though I'm a Texan, it's important for me that we don't only win all 4 electoral votes for Hillary here and prevent a dangerous precedent from beginning, but it's important that we elect Emily Kane to Congress because she's going to be somebody that we can count on for good progressive policies. And even the State House and the State Senate races here are important to me because as a gay man, I have seen my rights been stripped down by Republican state houses and state senates from across the country. I've seen access to women's health care been stripped by the Texas State House and Texas State Senate. And so if I can help secure blue state houses and state senates anywhere, I'm going to do what I can to make sure that that happens.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else on this, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and to get a flavor of what's happening. Like you said, 2,200 miles away, it's odd that even on the big planet that there are some similarities.
Yeah. I will say that here with the Hillary arm of the Maine Democratic Party, there are 4 of us Texans working on the campaign. There's from the Dallas area and one from San Antonio, and then myself. Our state director is originally from Dallas, and one of my field organizers is from Flower Mound, and then the other 2 are in other parts of the state.
Hi, David.
So I think it's interesting that we do see so many Texans here. You'll always find Texans anywhere you go. The very first day I was here, I was in Portland, down south, for training, and I got out of my car in a parking lot, and the Jeep next to me had a Texas A&M bumper sticker, and I was like, where am I? So Aggies are everywhere. Texans are everywhere. It's pretty cool to see the reach that they have and to know that, Texans are out fighting for what they believe in all over the country.
So you're based in Augusta then?
I'm based in Bangor.
Okay.
Personally. I'm a regional organizing director, and my region is basically everything in the 2nd Congressional District east of the Penobscot River, so just the eastern half of the state.